Good morning. Having a little trouble getting going this morning. I understand. It's cold. It's dark. You spent the last week, maybe longer, just eating and drinking and drinking some more. You've binge-watched The Queen's Gambit and God knows what else. You're thinking, can I just hit the snooze button and roll over one more time? Ron, can I keep this vacation going just a little bit longer? And I suppose I could let that happen. I do sympathize. But then I wouldn't be doing my job, would I? So I have one thing to say to you on this, the hardest day of the year, to get up and going. Let's go. Let's get going. You can do it. We can do it. We can get through this day. We can start this week, this year. It is not going to be easy. You will crave that brownie or those cookies every 45 minutes or so today. But if you dig down deep, you'll make it, at least to lunch. And I'm here to help with songs to kickstart the new year on Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford.
Goodbye.
Beatles from the White Album. And we heard Semi-Charmed Kind of Life from Third Eye Blind on Rock of Ages. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. I do apologize for that seriously overproduced opening. I guess that's what happens when I get too much time off, too much time to think. I hope you had that opportunity too, though. I hope you had a great holiday and you are ready to embrace the new year as we get back to work and kids head back to school today and all that stuff. It is a hard day, so my job today is, I look at it as providing a public service. And that means no soft ballads today, no angsty alt-rock songs, just songs to revive us. And I also promise to only talk about good news. And to that point, I think 2021 may have its very first hero right here in Massachusetts. A Mass police officer is going to be featured in People magazine this week for his quick thinking on New Year's Day. His name is Zach Hall. He is with the Agawam Police Department, and he was working a shift on New Year's morning when he got a call around 2 o'clock in the morning for a woman who was actively in labor. When he got there, he saw a man running out of the house and soon realized that the situation had progressed probably a little further than he had anticipated. And after he arrived on the scene, he successfully helped the woman deliver a healthy baby girl. Her name is Sophia. Everybody's doing fine and pretty cool. And so for now, at least in 2021, the score is positive news stories 1, bad news 0. Also for now, it is time for Phil's pick. I sense a rejuvenated Phil as we start the new year. My inbox is jammed with his suggestions that will keep us going throughout the winter. And let's see what he has in store for us today.
Happy New Year. This is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Taking Time by Dwayne Betts. Dwayne Betts is an American guitarist and singer-songwriter. He descends from rock and roll royalty, as his father is Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers Band. Betts also plays in his own band, Dwayne Betts and the Pistoliers, as well as the Allman Betts Band, which features Greg Allman's son as well. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Running west in the ocean wind. Gone pretty far, but I'm back again. My mother, she married a rambling man. What you know, you don't understand. Watching the sun go down. Watching the stars spin around. Taking your time.
Thank you. You need a strength most don't possess. Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and prepare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had to knock on wood.
One of the great Get Up and Go songs, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and The Impression That I Get. And we heard Dwayne Betts taking time this week's Phil's Pick here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, I promised only good news today, and I've got some here. So many industries have been devastated by the pandemic, but perhaps none more than the live music venues. They were some of the first businesses to close and will be one of the last to open. Now, that, of course, is not the good news. The good news is that in July, Senator Amy Klobuchar introduced the Save Our Stages Act, which put aside $10 billion to venue owners, promoters, and other music business professionals to use for rent and utilities and various other costs. Well, in the last few months, through the magic of the political process, an additional $5 billion was added for museums and other cultural institutions, and the whole thing was folded into the recently passed stimulus bill. So now independent venues and Broadway theaters and museums and others in that industry will be able to apply for grants up to $10 million each through the Small Business Administration. And they can begin petitioning for relief within the next 2 weeks, as the bill has already passed and is part of law. And one interesting thing is that it did have bipartisan support. This is one of the few aspects of the stimulus bill, or anything else recently, that did have support from both parties. So we are looking forward to the return of live music in 2021. For now, all we have are our live albums, and this is one of them, Cheap Trick, live at Budokan on Rock of Ages.
Just the other day.
You Wear It Well, from Rod Stewart. And we heard Cheap Trick live at Budokan with Surrender. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. I am glad to be one of the first voices you hear on the first back-to-work day of the new year. If you are already up and out this morning, hey, the hardest part is over. And if you work from home, if you've left your bedroom, I suppose that's the same thing. And I'm trying to play songs today that will give us all a kickstart on the day today. And we're also celebrating a birthday of one of Album Rock's superstars, and we'll do both right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Michael Stipe from REM is celebrating a birthday today, January 4th. He is 61 years old. He was born in Decatur, Georgia. And here's REM on Rock of Ages.
Twenty thousand miles to end. check on Charlotte. He didn't crack a smile, but it's no laughing parted when you've been on the murder mile. Only takes one itch to trigger, one more widow, one less white nigger. Oliver's army is here to stay. Oliver's army
Costello with Oliver's Army. And we heard REM with Texarkana as we wish Michael Stipe a happy 61st birthday on this day, Monday, January 4th. It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock era. This year we're going back to 1973, which is really the beginning of album rock. So it kind of blurs the line a little bit between what was top 40 radio and the birth of album rock radio, but we're going to go there today anyway. The Stories were formed in 1972 by Michael Brown. He had success in the 60s with a band called Left Bank. You may know a song called Walk Away Renee, that was them. Well, he quit the band abruptly shortly after it was formed, and in 1973 they recorded this song without him, which was their only song that got any play on album rock radio. The Stories with Brother Louie, today's one-hit wonder of the album rock era.
Louie fell in love overnight. Nothing bad is Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was open to pain and crushed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath and the crowd. When they said sit down, I stood up. Flew from my mast, my sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues, with my gear set stubborn on standing. I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Took month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was a cosmic kid in full costume dress. But my feet, they finally took root in the earth. But I got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe.
Bruce, Grown Up. And we heard the Stories, today's one-hit wonder, and Brother Louie. That is a feature that I started a couple of months ago, and I really enjoy. And I've got a long list of them, so we will continue to do one-hit wonders well into 2021, and I am looking forward to that. There was an interesting article in the Globe yesterday, in Sunday's Globe, predicting how 2021 is going to unfold on a month-by-month basis, suggesting that it's going to be mostly a transitional year, with many of the things we think of as normal not really kicking in until the fall. But COVID or not, it is winter in New England, and so we're stuck inside for the next couple of months, and most of us are relying on our TVs to get us through. Well, the already crowded streaming market is adding another to its choices today. We will see the launch of Discovery Plus. So that goes along now with Netflix and HBO Max and Disney Plus and Apple TV and Amazon Prime. Discovery Plus will feature 50 originals and 55,000 previously aired episodes from Discovery-owned channels. Those include HGTV, The Food Network, TLC, Animal Planet, and others. It will cost $4.99 a month, $6.99 if you get it ad-free. And so, if you thought you would quit cable and just rely on streaming services, that bill is probably starting to add up, too. Ron LaRusso with you on a Monday morning. I promise to play only songs to get us up and going today. This, the hardest day of the year to motivate. And this is one of my favorites. It's Genesis here on Rock of Ages.
There's no way.
Sugar Ray, Mark McGrath, Every Morning. And we heard Genesis, No Reply at All. On Rock of Ages, we are getting close to the end of the hour, and I want to close out the show today with at least one request. This one was not made by Lisa in Weymouth, but for Lisa in Weymouth. It's Grand Funk on WMFO.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picked a bad time to be in love.
God it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a rich man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. Ooh, yeah. I watch the ripples change the size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children
that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes. Turn and face the strange.
Changes. Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
And that is all the time we have for today's show. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you for joining me. I will be back again next Monday morning, 8 o'clock. Until then, you have a great week, a great weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King, on radio station 91.5 FM.